Marine Seth Moulton jumps into 2020 fray, joining crowded Democrat field. By Christina Wong on April 22, 2019. Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, jumped into the crowded 2020 Democrat field on Monday, announcing his candidacy for president in a video. "I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country," he said in the video. Moulton, 40, is in his third term as a member of Congress. He is a Marine veteran and served four tours in Iraq. He gained attention in 2018 after leading an insurgency against Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCAA's bid for House Speaker after Democrats won the House. His efforts were unsuccessful, and he eventually backed her. He has also taken shots at freshman star Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. During an interview on ABC News Good Morning America, he declared, "I'm not a socialist. I'm a Democrat. And I want to make that clear. Maybe that's a differentiator in this race." He said he believes he's the only 2020 candidate who actually received single-payer health care through the Department of Veterans Affairs. "And I'll tell you, it's not perfect. So if I'm elected, I'm not going to force you off your private health care plan," he said. Still, Moulton is running a long-shot campaign in a Democrat field that is now up to 19 with his entrance. According to a new University of New Hampshire Granite State poll published Monday, likely Democrat primary voters back Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, by 30%, former Vice President Joe Biden, D, by 18%, and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, DN, by 15%. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, received 5%, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, received 4%, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, received 3%, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, received 2%, entrepreneur Andrew Yang received 2%, and Representative Tim Ryan, DO, received 2%.